R-A-Y-V-E. R-A-Y-V-E. Brave Cream Shampoo presents Grand Marquis. Lighted by stars, twinkling, glowing, blazing with myriad lights and colors against the night sky. Brave Cream Shampoo's mammoth billboard announces another exciting evening in the world of make-believe. Grand Marquis stars Olin Soule and features Burl Vaughn in a merry tale of mix-ups and romance entitled Deep Freeze. And our greeting from our young star, Olin Soule.
Thank you, please, Teddy. And on behalf of Rave Cream Shampoo, I extend a hearty welcome to you all. Do you understand women? Well, then you're a better man than Gregory Ralston. He was sure that Norma loved him until she suddenly announced her engagement to another man. But first,
a man as vain as women. Right you are, every bit, especially about their hair. That's why wives and mothers are finding it so hard to keep Rave on hand. Sensational Rave Cream Shampoo that brings out new, natural color in hair. Yes, color you never dreamed was there. You see, husbands soon discover that handy tube of Rave. And sons go for it, too, because of Rave's billowy, quick-rinsing lather. And because it removes all loose dandruff. Rave is not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the cream shampoo for color and gleam. Rave contains lanolin, so it doesn't leave hair straw dry, needs no conditioner. Get Rave, R-A-Y-V-E, sensational Rave cream shampoo, and see it uncover dazzling new natural color in your hair first time you use it. Handy tube, 60 cents. Family size, $1 at all drug department and 10-cent stores. Get Rave today. The Navy won many of its battles through the element of surprise, and Gregory Ralston has just been discharged from the Navy. But he's about to discover that the tactics that won the war will not win the heart of a lovely girl like Norma.
Aunt Hep, what do you think? Gregory's back home, and he didn't even let me know. I wouldn't know a thing about it if Kate Mahoney hadn't just happened to see him on the street this morning.
Gregory Ralston? Never thought much of him anyway. And for his uncle, Rick,
Aunt Hep, don't you understand? We were practically engaged. And all this time we've been riding back and forth like mad.
You were probably number 396 on his mailing list.
You really don't think Gregory would be like that?
He's just a man, isn't he? Why, every time we've had a war, I've been engaged countless times. Of course, this last one, I didn't do so well.
But how could he take it so lightly?
Remember, dear, he went into the Navy. Now, just forget about him and don't waste any tears. You'll drip them into the groceries.
Oh, I'll answer.
It's probably Carter. Such a reliable young fellow.
Hello?
Norma?
Yes?
Doing anything tonight, gorgeous?
Hello?
Who
is it?
Can't you guess?
It isn't Carter.
Oh, I'll try again.
Bill.
No.
Oh, it's George.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Stop trying. It's Gregory.
Oh. Oh, hello, Gregory. I heard you were back. Just hang up, Norma.
You knew I was back. I was going to surprise you.
You did.
Well, how are you, Norma?
Just fine, thanks. And how are you?
Oh, just fine, thanks. How's your Aunt Het?
Just fine, thanks. How's your Uncle Rick?
Just fine, thanks. Norma, is something wrong?
Certainly not.
Well, are you doing anything? Could I come over?
One moment, please, while I check with my engagement book.
Let me see now. Oh, yes, I believe I can give you half an hour.
Well, thanks. You're sure it won't inconvenience you?
No, I don't mind.
Very well. Goodbye. It's a nice, loving welcome home, isn't it, Uncle Rick?
Well, sir, it happened to me once, my boy, in the Spanish-American War.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. I came home, found the girl left behind me married with two kids.
Yeah, but, well, I didn't think Norma was that kind of a girl.
Yeah. Is there another kind?
Well, but I've known her so long, way back in high school.
Yeah.
I met again at the USO canteen, and she's written to me all the time.
Yeah, just doing her bit for the war effort.
Maybe she's mad because I didn't let her know I was coming home.
Oh, forget it. She probably had trouble remembering you.
Maybe there's someone else. Carter, Bill, or George.
Just remember one thing, my boy. If she tries to brush you off, just hand her more of the same thing.
Don't you worry, Uncle Rick. I'll give her the deep freeze. I don't sit under that tree where anybody else sits me.
Oh, why, hello, Gregory.
Hello.
It is Gregory, isn't it?
It was when I left home. How are you, Dorothy? Norma.
Won't you come in?
Yes, thank you. I'd be glad to for half an hour.
Well, how nice to see you again, Gregory.
Mm-hmm. Do we just shake hands?
Why, of course not. Old friends like us here.
Might as well have shaken hands.
Won't you sit down?
Yes, thanks. Be glad to for 27 and a half minutes.
I suppose it's nice to be home again.
Now, Norma, look.
Oh, excuse me a minute.
Certainly.
Hello?
Norma, this is Bill.
What?
I'm phoning from next door. Pretend I'm Bill.
Oh. Oh, yes, Bill. Could you call back again later, Bill? Thanks. Goodbye. Now, let me see. Where were we?
I wish I knew.
Oh, yes. You were telling me all about your war experiences.
No, not yet. Now, Norma, look.
Oh, goodness me. Excuse me, please.
Certainly.
Hello?
Oh, I'm Carter now.
Oh, hello, Carter. Listen, Carter, could you call back again later? Thanks. Goodbye. Terribly sorry, Gregory.
Oh, not at all. I see you haven't been idle during my absence.
Oh, well, you know how these things are. Let's see, what were you saying about your war experiences?
Oh, we're back to that?
Well?
Well, isn't it time for George to phone?
No, we won't have any more interruptions.
Mm-hmm. Well, Norma, listen. Oh, for Pete's sake, I'll answer that.
No.
Let me get away. Clear.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hello.
Oh, Gregory.
Oh, Norma. This is Carter.
You're a persistent little fella, aren't you?
What's that? Say, Norma, you got a cold?
Listen, pal, can't you take no for an answer?
But I haven't asked a question yet. Say, who is this anyway?
Never mind. Just do me a favor and don't call again for 16 and a half minutes.
Gregory, who was that? Did it sound like a man?
Not especially, no.
Well, I'm sure I don't know why you're making such a fuss.
That's not the way you talked to me during that last night we had together at the canteen.
Oh, yes, that was fun, wasn't it?
Fun?
Oh, now, Gregory, you didn't take any of it seriously, did you?
Oh, didn't I?
And naturally, I didn't take it any more seriously than you did.
You didn't? Well, okay, if that's the way you feel about all this, okay.
Well, you've made it quite plain how you feel about it.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, Gregory.
Yes, how are you, Miss Head?
It is Gregory, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it's still Gregory.
I had no idea you dropped in to call. How nice of you to remember us.
Yeah, well, I had nothing else to do. But now I really must be running along. I imagine there's quite a line waiting outside.
Oh, must you be going?
Yes, I'm 5 minutes overtime.
I suppose Norma's told you her news.
News?
Well, what do you mean, Aunt Hess?
Why, Norma, didn't you tell Gregory?
I don't think so.
But it's only fair to tell him, dear.
It is?
Certainly. I'll tell him myself. Gregory, Norma is engaged.
Oh, Aunt Hess.
Engaged?
That's right.
Norma, is that true?
Well, you heard what Aunt Hess said.
And to whom are you engaged, may I ask?
Certainly, you may ask.
And I'll tell you, Norma's engaged to Carter Clickenbread.
Oh, Aunt Hess.
Carter Clickenbread? You mean that little punk who just phoned? The one we used to know? Oh, no.
Carter's a very reliable, dependable, trustworthy young man.
Yeah, well, may I hope that the three of you will all be very happy.
Oh, Gregory, wait a minute. Listen.
Oh, it's perfectly all right with me, Norma. Perfectly all right. Why should I care? In fact, it greatly relieves my mind.
Relieves your mind?
Yes. You see, I, too, happen to be engaged.
You're engaged? To another girl?
Certainly, it's a girl.
so pitiful. I don't believe one word of it. He's just saying that to save his face and show how popular he is, too.
Oh, I am I? It's pitiful, is it? All right, perhaps you'll believe me when I bring my fiancée around to call on you.
No, I can hardly wait. Do bring her over to see it.
Very well, I will. Don't think I won't, because I will. Goodbye, and thank you so much for such a charming half hour of your time.
You're very welcome.
Goodbye.
Oh, there, you see, I was right about him all the time. Just a slanderer. Well, it's perfectly all right with me. Why should I care if he's engaged to somebody else? However, I do wish he'd chosen someone else besides Carter.
Oh, Carter's really very nice.
It's lucky that Gregory has been overseas all this time when he'd have known that Carter's just crazy. Oh, maybe it's Gregory coming back.
If it is, don't let him in.
Oh, no.
Oh, you, Carter.
I just thought I'd drop around. Say, who was that on the phone?
Oh, just the wrong number. Say, I think you'd better come on in, Carter.
Well, Carter, we have news for you. You and Norma just became engaged.
We did? I mean, what?
Aunt Hedge just announced it.
But, Norma, gee whiz, listen, I only dropped in to ask you to go to the movies.
Never mind that. We are going to plan an engagement party.
Doggone it, Uncle Rick. Why did I ever do a dumb thing like that?
Dumb? Why, my boy, it's the first bright thing he ever did.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, I think our Aunt Het suspected I was just making it up to save my face.
She did? Well, we're not going to give the old battle axe that satisfaction. No, sir. We'll do something about this. Let's see now. Let me see. I've got it. Get another girl.
I don't want another girl.
Well, I mean, just get some girl to pose as your girl, see?
Get a girl... Say, that's an idea.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but who could I get to pretend? Yeah, I wonder whatever became that old address book of mine.
Old address book? It's in the drawer of your desk over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here goes. Hello, can I speak to Anne, please? On her honeymoon. No, thanks, no message. I don't think her husband would be interested. Hello, is it Jane? Or mother-in-law. No, don't bother to call her. Thank you very much. Hello, is this Vivian? Are you sure? Well, this is Gregory Ralston. Yeah, just this morning. Vivian, look, are you married? You are. Then are you engaged? You're not. Vivian, are you doing anything this evening?
Oh, hello, Gregory. Come in.
Well, thanks, Vivian. How are you?
Isn't it wonderful?
Well, yes.
Now come and sit down. Oh, Gregory, you look simply marvelous.
Thanks. So do you.
I expect it's the way I've got my hair.
It's certainly the way you've got something. Vivian, you know, the main thing I remember about you from our high school days is what a good sport you always were. I mean, you were always ready for a laugh.
Yeah, I'm still just the same old girl.
Still ready, huh? Well, Vivian... You know, the reason I phoned you...
Yes, Gregory?
The reason I'm here...
Yes, Gregory?
Vivian, would you be engaged to me?
Engaged to you.
Well, I did.
You did?
Yeah. You see, I'm just doing this to pay Norma back.
Norma? How'd Norma get into this?
Well, I came home thinking she'd...
Well,
anyway, she's engaged to somebody else. So I said I was engaged too, and now I've got to dig up someone to be engaged to.
Now, wait a minute. I haven't reached the point where I have to be dug up.
Well, you see, I thought if you didn't mind just pretending to be engaged to me, so it sort of blows over.
Well, I said no.
Haven't you?
No.
Oh.
Say, who's Norm engaged to?
Carter Quickenbread, for some reason. You remember him, don't you?
Remember him?
Yeah.
I thought he was crazy about me.
Just goes to show you can't trust anybody.
Gregory, as of now, we are engaged.
We are.
Well, that was quick, wasn't it?
Kiss me, darling.
Yeah, no, now listen, baby. This is a gag, you know. Strictly a gag.
You mean no romance? Now you don't want to kiss.
Outside, okay. Inside,
Now, look, Norma, I'm not sure that I like this idea. I think I'll just feel around.
Carter, what's the matter with you? You can't walk out in the middle of our engagement party.
But you said we were just pretending.
Well, use your imagination a little more. Gregory and his mysterious fiancée will be here any minute now.
Well, maybe Gregory won't like my being here.
That is the idea.
But somebody might get hurt.
Norma, they're here. They're coming up the walk.
Oh, good grief.
Carter, now brace up. Try to look happy.
No.
Here, just open the answer the door.
Aunt Tess, could you see who his fiancée is?
It's just too dark. They're out in the hall.
Well, good evening, Lydia Crow. Oh, here. Here, let me have your coat,
dear. Vivian, who?
That's Vivian Blakely. What? And I thought she was true to me.
Oh, not Vivian. Oh, no. Anybody but Vivian.
If you said that it was a Smith, it was always...
Hello, folks.
Well, Gregory.
Well, good evening, Miss Hatt. Norma, Carter. I believe you all know Vivian Blakely, my fiancée.
Isn't it wonderful?
Hello, Vivian.
Well, a fine thing. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
This is certainly a surprise.
Yes, I thought it would be.
It's really a double engagement party, isn't it?
Yes, it is, isn't it?
And how nice that your Uncle Rick wasn't able to come.
Yeah, there's trouble getting off my goulash in the hall.
So you did come.
Well, you haven't changed much, have you?
Good evening, Mr. Ralston. Have you met my fiancé, Carter Clickenbread?
No, how do you do, Carter?
How do you do, sir?
Isn't it wonderful? Norma, darling, you don't look well.
I'm just fine, thanks. The light's just set in here, that's all.
Well, dinner's all ready.
It is? Well, what are we waiting for? Let's all go in and eat, huh?
Yes, by all means. Coming, my sweet?
Oh, yes, Gregory.
Did you hear what he said?
Did you hear what she said?
On Act One of Deep Seas. Act Two follows in just a moment. Blonde, brunette, red hair, or white, Rave Cream Shampoo plays no favorites when it comes to bringing out natural color in your hair. Color you never dreamed was there. Yes, with your very first Rave Cream Shampoo, you'll see Rave uncover colorful, bewitching new beauty. Gleaming champagne tones in blonde hair, touches of tawny sherry in brown, hints of midnight blue in hair that's raven black. With red hair, Rave brings out bright catchlights of burnished copper and gold. And with white hair, Rave is wonderful. Never leaves it looking yellowish and colored, but radiant with blue diamond whiteness. Not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the cream shampoo for color and gleam. For a lovelier you, uncover new natural color in your hair with Rave Cream Shampoo. Get R-A-Y-V-E, Rave, the sensational cream shampoo. Handy tube that can't tip, spill, or shatter, just 60 cents. Family size, $1. At all drug, department, and 10-cent stores. As our second act opens, the newly engaged couples are about to break bread, and maybe their hearts, at the party in Aunt Hess' home.
Now, our newly engaged couple could sit right here at this table.
Well, what am I doing here, then?
Sit down, Rick. You're just a horrible example.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? Now, hand me my plate, Gregory.
Here you are, Gregory.
Now, sit down here, Greg. Oh, isn't it cozy?
Oh, I thought Gregory was supposed to sit over here.
Oh, he has to sit right beside Vivian, or his feelings will be hurt.
Nobody cares where I sit.
Now, Gregory, open your mouth.
As I usually do when I eat.
Dear Vivian's going to feed you potatoes, here.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, Vivian, but...
Now, Gregory, have you and Vivian made any marriage plans?
Well, I...
Well, I... Aunt Hattie, Gregory probably hasn't even thought about the wedding yet.
Isn't it wonderful? Oh, Norma, you don't know him very well, do you? As a matter of fact, you insist we'll be married right away.
Hey, now, just a minute.
Vivian, dear, just what do you mean by right away?
Next week.
Oh, now, Vivian, I just...
Hey, you see, Gregory insists.
Anybody want salted almonds?
Well, isn't that a surprise? Isn't that a surprise, Aunt
Hattie? How exciting. And what a coincidence. Mrs. Carter and Norma are planning to be married next week, too.
They what?
Why?
Carter, pick up the salted almonds,
dear. Oh, isn't this wonderful?
I'll tell you what. Why don't you all have a double
wedding? Oh,
double wedding? No, no, now, wait a minute.
But it's a perfectly wonderful idea.
It's simply marvelous.
Carter, don't you think... Carter?
I'm down here picking up almonds.
Wouldn't you like a double wedding, Carter?
Sure, I'm not doing anything.
No, wait, I won't do it all because Vivian and I are planning to elope.
You know,
yes.
Now, Gregory, you promised me a church wedding.
Wouldn't Saturday be a nice day?
No, I don't like Saturday.
Well, what day would be good for the wedding?
Well, if you ask me...
No one was asking.
There isn't any day in the week good for a wedding.
By Uncle Rick, you darling. I hope you choke on a salted almond.
Another cup of coffee is supposed to help
me. No, that won't help. What's wrong with me? Doggone it, what do I do now?
Well, don't blame me. It wasn't my idea for you to get some girl to pretend to be engaged to you.
Huh?
Say. You come to think of it, it was my idea, wasn't it?
Now, you're going to think up some way to get me out of it, too.
Think up some way. Greg, why don't you have a talk with Norma?
What did we talk about?
Wait. I just thought of a great idea. Yes, sir. Why don't you come right out, flat-footed, and say, now look here, do you or don't you love me?
Hmm. Hey, maybe I will. Yeah, doggone it, I think I will.
But, Aunt Hattie, I'm not going to go through with the wedding.
Now, Norma.
Oh, what do you suppose Gregory thinks of all this?
I imagine it's shaken him to his foundations. Just the sort of fellow who thinks every girl he meets is in love with him.
Oh, the trouble is they are. Oh, I'll see who it is.
If I might have 3.5 minutes of your time, I'd like a word with you, please.
Why, Gregory.
Now, listen, Norma. I have just one question to ask you. Do you or don't you love me?
Do I or don't I?
Yes.
Oh, of all the colossal conceit, I suppose you think that every girl you meet is in love with you.
Oh, I meet lots of girls who are in love with me.
You are so right. Me, for instance.
But, Norma, listen, can't you see I see you're getting cold, aren't you? Here, let me give you my coat.
Don't bother. I don't want any part of it. Not even the sleeves. And what's more, I'm very glad that you and Vivian are going to be married. You both deserve it.
But, Norma, wait. It's all a mistake.
Hello, Gregory.
Hello, Vivian.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? I've been downtown buying my wedding gown.
Buying? Oh, Vivian. But, Greg, we're not actually going through with this, you know.
Oh, my darling. I realize it started out just as a gag, but you know what happened?
No, what happened?
We've fallen in love.
Oh, no. No, now, Vivian, listen.
And if you think I'm going to have this whole town find out it was just a joke, well, I'm not.
You mean you actually want to marry me?
Why, darling, I've always been crazy about you. Everyone knows that.
Well, would somebody tell me these things? Well, okay, Vivian, if that's what you want, I'll go through with it.
But, Vivian, dear, the reception should be at my house.
Oh, no, dear. Your house isn't big enough. The reception will be at my house, naturally.
Hello, Carter. This is Gregory.
Oh, hello, Greg.
Listen, Carter, do you care where the reception is held?
No, do you?
No. And do you care whether the ceremony is at St. Peter's or St. Paul's?
No, do you?
No. Oh, we might just as well make it St. Peter's, then.
Okay. Although I think St. Paul's might be better.
Now, listen, Carter. Vivian wants it at St. Peter's.
Oh, Oh, no, Norma, darling. The wedding hall.
But Vivian is here.
We decided
on St. Peter's.
St. Peter's needs redecorating. Why, I'd be embarrassed to death.
Well, Uncle Rick, ready to start?
Yep. Were you?
Yep. Got the ring?
Yep.
Well, I guess there's nothing to hold us back then, I'm afraid.
Fix your veil, dear, and try not to look so doleful.
I have never been happier.
Well, then, wipe those tears of happiness out of your eyes.
Oh, Derek. Hello?
Are you ready to leave, Norma?
Yes, we're just starting. What makes your voice sound so funny, Carter?
Well, maybe because I'm Gregory. Hey, do you know what time the wedding is?
Certainly. 2:30.
Correct. Absolutely correct. Do you know what church it is?
Certainly. St. Paul's.
Wrong. It's St. Peter's.
But Gregory, I thought it was finally decided.
No, St. Peter's. I'll see if I hadn't checked you into showing up at all.
If it hadn't been for you, I wouldn't be getting married either. Goodbye.
Norma, you and Miss Head are coming this way.
But Gregory, aren't we going to go in the front?
No, Vivian and Carter aren't here yet, so we're supposed to wait here in the minister's study.
Hello, folks.
Oh, what's going on?
Don't ask me. I'm just the ring bearer.
But what could have happened to them? Where are they? Oh, Gregory, did you find out anything?
Oh, I phoned, but Vivian didn't answer. Neither did Carter.
Oh, it's almost 3:00. I think this is perfectly outrageous.
Carter certainly had me fooled.
I thought he was dependable. You know, Rick, personally, I'm sorry now that I ever said Norma was engaged to him.
Well, I certainly was a fathead for getting Gregory to pretend he was engaged to Vivian.
You mean they were just pretending? Why, Rick, I think you're perfectly killing.
And you put Norma up to pretending she was engaged to Carter.
Oh, Gregory.
Norma, is this true?
Oh, Gregory, I don't care 2 cents for Carter.
You weren't trying to give me the cold shoulder?
Oh, darling. Oh, but what good does it do now? It's too late.
No, it isn't. Because listen to this note we just delivered. Quote, we got tired of waiting and have decided to elope. Signed, Vivian and Carter.
Well, for heaven's sake.
But I don't see you waiting.
Yes. You see, all this time, Vivian and Carter have been waiting for us over at St. Paul's.
You mean?
St. Paul's?
They have?
Sure. Did you really think I'd let you marry Carter?
Oh, Gregory, you've got me all confused.
Confused, huh? Well, on you, my sweet, it looks wonderful. Whoa, there's that view. Come on, darling. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad you enjoyed tonight's play. Next week, we'll be back with a hilarious comedy. You know, radio is a wonderful hobby, but when you tune in your set, just be sure you don't tune out your peace of mind. In this story, I play the part of an amateur radio operator who gets nothing but static from his wife and her collection of tropical fish. I know you won't want to miss A Man's Home is Her Castle. So why not join us next week, when Rave Cream Shampoo will again present Grand Marquis. Tonight's original play, Deep Freeze, was written by Virginia Safford Lynn and produced by Norman Felton. Olin Soule played Gregory, and Beryl Vaughn played Norma. The orchestra was conducted by Joseph Colicchio with original music composed by Emil Soderstrom. Be with us again next week when Grand Marquis will again blaze with light and color high in the gay airways, inviting you to join our audience for a performance of A Man's Home is Her Castle. Men,
isn't your heart always held by the girl who gives you fragrant moments to remember? So Valentine's Day, every day, make those moments gay, unforgettable, with romantic Yankee Clover by Richard Hudnut. Nothing else you might choose could be more personal or more appreciated. For the daily whisper of all-over freshness a girl loves, give Yankee Clover toilet water. And for that final touch of fragrance you find so distracting, give Yankee Clover perfume. Yes, to make happy the girl of your heart, to keep romance thrilling as a stolen kiss, make Yankee Clover your Valentine. Yankee Clover comes in cologne and dusting powder as well as toilet water and perfume, separately and in special gift sets. In Paris, you get Yankee Clover at the famous Hudnut Salon on the Rue de la Paix. Here, just ask at any leading drug or department store for Yankee Clover, romantic fragrance by Richard Hudnut.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.